Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We continue today in our series of deeper conversion through the Beatitudes with the last Beatitude. Blessed are the persecuted for righteousness' sake. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. All the Beatitudes are paradoxical. They all celebrate things we might naturally be tempted to regard as misfortunes or defects, like poverty, mourning, meekness, hunger, and thirst. But then Jesus winds up with the grand finale. And now the paradox, the strangeness of it all, reaches its peak. Blessed are those who are persecuted in the cause of right. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they reproach you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. And yet, it all makes sense in a surprising sort of way, because each of the Beatitudes describes someone who is blessed, is fortunate, is happy, because they haven't allowed anything to get in the way of their union with God. And perhaps one thing that blocks our union with God most is our need to have other people think well of us. Being attached to the opinion of others. So if we're willing to let other people persecute us and speak ill of us and look down on us, if none of that can distract us in our relentless progress toward God, then we can be, yes, exceedingly happy, because nothing will be able to stop us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Everybody is born with the instinct to care about what other people think. Sometimes you run into people who boast, I don't care what other people's opinion is of me. But actually, those people are always the most attached. Study after study shows that we all care what others think, including those of us who pretend that we don't. In fact, the people who say they don't care about what other people think are showing that they do care. Because if they really didn't care, they wouldn't go around bragging about how they don't. They wouldn't even think about it. And the reason we care about what other people think of us is probably twofold. First, rightly so, we all depend on other people. We all depend on society. Very few of us, if dropped naked into the wilderness, could survive on our own, and we certainly wouldn't thrive. So if we all depend on other people, that means we all depend to some degree on other people not being hostile to us. So we want to please the people around us, at least to that extent. And secondly, maybe more profoundly, we're constantly trying to get some kind of objective confirmation about who we are, that we're special, that we're good, that we make the world a better place. And the more people like us and express their affection and admiration, well, the more it feels like we're getting multiple confirmation of our worth. We're doing a constant scientific survey, so to speak, and the more positive results that come in, the more it feels like the hypothesis that we are good is being firmly established. That's why caring about what others think of us is one of the most fundamental of all human impulses. And it's why it's so wild for Jesus to say, hey, lucky you when people hate you and turn on you for my sake. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Human praise and esteem, it isn't a bad thing. It's good sometimes to get feedback from people. Feedback can help you know how you're coming across. It can help you improve in certain skills and tasks. And it can help you figure out better ways to serve the people in your life. But human praise, human esteem, and good opinion aren't ultimately enough. We've said we want the good opinion of those in society on whom we depend. But of course, no human society can give us everything or protect us from anything. Society can't, at the end of the day, give us happiness, and society can't, at the end of the day, save us from suffering and death. Only God can. We also said we want human praise as a kind of objective confirmation of our own goodness, value, and worth. But of course, the opinion of others, it really isn't objective, is it? Praise sometimes corresponds to real excellence, but more often it doesn't. What people value and what society as a whole values, it fluctuates constantly. And it's painfully unreliable as an indicator of real goodness. No one but God can really know whether or not, in the grand scheme of things, we really made things better overall. Because only God can actually see the grand scheme. Only God sees the big picture. Only God can give us the direction and assurance to make the most of our life. So, strive to please God, not people. Only then is your life safe and full of worth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Jesus blesses those who are persecuted, mocked, or despised. In today's pluralistic culture, open persecution, it's rare. Most people are just too busy with their own lives to bother opposing our faith. Yet this beatitude still applies to us, because often the hardest thing is not hostility, but being ignored. It's hard when a spouse or child, someone we care deeply about, is totally indifferent to the thing we care most about, God and their salvation. Our culture doesn't usually call committed Christians evil. It just thinks we're dull, uncool, irrelevant. Faithful marriages, quiet prayer, mass, reading scripture, avoiding the race for fame or riches, all this looks boring. To the world, a simple life of fidelity to God seems uninspiring and cliché. That's the real challenge of our age. Not fiery persecution, but cold indifference. Still, we can rejoice. Blessed are we when people dismiss us as uninteresting for living the gospel, for our reward will be great in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is what God thinks of us. Because the real goal of life is to possess Him in all His fullness, and to allow Him to transform us. And we know how to please God. We know how to make Him think well of our lives, because He told us. He told us how He wants us to live and talk and act. So the best way to live this final beatitude, which celebrates our independence from human opinion, is to practice the presence of God. That means to realize that God is at our side at all times, hearing what we say, watching what we do, noticing what we're looking at. So the only way to be freed from the worry about what other people think is to just focus on what God thinks. And the only way to care about what God thinks is to dedicate time to listen to Him in prayer, like we're doing here in the Rosary, and in silence, both at the start of the day and then constantly throughout the day, to be aware of His presence and inwardly listening to His voice. Then you can start to live in a way that will please the one who is with you constantly. And then with God as your companion and the one who you do everything for, you will be supremely blessed. You will rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I was, during this meditation, I was thinking more and more about just how difficult it is, the religious indifference that many of us live with, not that it's inside of us, but in the people around us. Mm-hmm. That can be one of the most difficult things, especially because it's so hard when nobody cares about what I care about. And there's no one to talk with about the most important thing in life.
Yeah.
That is a suffering. But we've been doing something for about the last year that's really helpful. If you're out there praying the podcast with us and you really don't have anyone to pray with or talk about spiritual things with, we've been gathering people into rosary groups online through Zoom. And we have people all around the world. In fact, we just had a rosary group where a wonderful gal from Singapore joined us. So literally people from all over the world. So if you're out there and you think, I wish I had somebody to talk about the faith with, email nick@schooloffaith.com. nick@schooloffaith.com. And we can put you in a rosary group hosted by one of our leaders. And it's a fantastic opportunity to share with other people the most important thing. And it's really joyful to develop this spiritual friendship. What struck you during this meditation, Teresa?
Don't puke, don't puke. Don't puke. Remember not to puke. If you're going to puke, where should you puke? Where's the best place to puke? Should you puke over your shoulder? Is it better to puke on the floor or on the chair? Should you have gotten a bucket? No, you shouldn't have gotten a bucket. No. You would have puked if you saw the bucket.
It's a fantastic litany. We should make this up into a prayer. No, I know you're not referring to the meditation. The meditation made you puke. But everyone out there, you should know that. No, I'm serious. I'm serious that there's a lot of times where we just feel rotten and we still show up for prayer.
I always feel rotten.
There's a lot of times we feel rotten and we still show up for prayer. So for those of you who don't know, Teresa suffers from rheumatoid arthritis. And whether it's the medication or something else, really struggles with some stomach problems. and today is suffering tremendously, but yet she still showed up to pray and to handle all the recording of this podcast.
I'm here in body and in spirit, and my mind is somewhere else.
But really, today, Teresa, you're kind of a living embodiment of blessed are those who are persecuted. Not persecuted by others, but by your own body. And I appreciate you very much showing up in the midst of great suffering, because I guarantee you this, there's a lot of people out there right now praying with us who today are also suffering from chronic illnesses, all kinds of pain, and they're praying with us too. So, rain or sun, regardless of the weather, we pray. So thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.